Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, this is Tegan, one of the hosts of Beauties and Headcanons. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast here on Public House Media.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. I am so grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful and honored and humbled at the fact that you are tuning in yet again to another episode. If you are a new listener, thank you. Welcome. I'm so glad somebody shared this with you or that you came across this podcast, because truly, our mission on the Your Life Matters podcast is simply that, to help you understand that your life matters. And I'm just so grateful, especially in the seasons that we're in. It's crazy for me to think about, but with everything going on with COVID-19, or as many know as coronavirus, it's hard for us to not feel the sense of eeriness, or you know, some people have even expressed it as this impending doom, or just this feeling of anxiety or worry, or just what I say, uncertainty. And I think that one thing that we can learn from COVID-19 is that we needed to stop and take a moment. And we really needed to figure out our priorities, figure out where we were lacking something, and learn from this, even in the midst of this chaos and in this journey. I think for a lot of women, a lot of men, a lot of people, we slowly realized what was insecure and unsafe and not completely and totally reliable when it became this situation, because a lot of people ended up losing jobs, losing a lot of finances, losing the ability to work, whether it was in an office or at their small business. And that's what I want to touch on today, that in the face of uncertainty, how can you continue to be deliberate and show up and do the things that you need in order to get through a time of chaos and just utter uncertainty? A lot of times, people, especially who have had a business on the side, as me, I'm a health and happiness coach. I'm a proud partner with Beachbody. And also, I'm a business owner for Born to Shine Wellness. I mentor amazing freaking humans to live authentically and live their best life. I mentor them. I help them with their social media. I help them figure out their brand. And then sometimes I just help them with life, right? I've had a lot of women who have been coming out of difficult situations. Whether that was toxic abuse, being a single mom, just trying to figure out how to get out of nursing burnout or provider burnout. And I love working with these people. And then I was able to fuse the two things of Beachbody and that together, because with COVID, it shut down the gyms, it shut down daycares, it caused parents to adjust because the schools aren't open, and what are they going to do, and how are they going to keep their kids active? So what I did, and if you are like, hey, Mariah, I want a part of that, let me know, DM me or email me, because I sent out 10 free sample workouts so that people can be active. I sent out kids workouts so that the kids can be active. I sent out meal plans. I put together a group on Facebook for people to really get to be a part of a community, the communities that I run with both Born to Shine Wellness Mentoring and with Bold and Beautiful, with it, which is partnered with Beachbody. So I had all of these capabilities, but a lot of business owners were faced with something different, right? They had to literally close their doors and could no longer participate in giving acts of service, or they had to adjust. I went to this really cute coffee shop with a sweet friend of mine, and we met another friend, and I love going to this coffee shop. It's a great atmosphere. If you are in the local Goodyear area, it's called En Route Coffee, and it's amazing, but they had to alter what they did. They stacked chairs on top of each other, moved the tables, and it was takeout only. All the restaurants right now are either takeout or delivery. And a lot of businesses are getting impacted in such a crazy way because they're not able to get the traction that they normally do. So if you're in that situation where you're like, man, my business is suffering, Mariah, I don't know what to do, I ask you to really take it upon yourself to look and say, how can I make this better? How can I learn from this? Because any business, and I'm going to say this truly, passionately, wholeheartedly, without trying to make anybody mad, but if any business was completely shaken, rocked, eradicated based on COVID-19, you didn't have a sustainable business in the first place. So right now I say that, and I don't ever want anybody to get upset with me or hurt, but I want you to look at how in times of uncertainty you can grow, right? You grow through what you go through. So right now, if you were laid off from your job, or if you were put in a predicament where you're suffering financially, or your business is now plummeting and you don't know what to do, this is the time where I say, hey, reach out to me, join and sign up for my brand marketing so that I can help you use social media to your benefit. Or just say, hey, how can I learn from this? Can I get emails and send out newsletters? Can I start really diving into an MLM or a business that you can really thrive off of? A lot of times people are saying, well, what do I do now? My business is still staying afloat, but what do I do? My answer is give. This is the time right now in uncertainty that you need to stand true to your values and be your authentic self. Because a lot of times we struggle being authentic and brave, but it's important to remember that cruelty always hurts. Even when criticism is untrue, we can sit there and put ourselves out there, right? And be authentic and brave and say, hey, I just want to help. Hey, I just want to give, for me, I just want to give away some tips on how to work from home because I've been doing it for 5 years. Or tips on how to run a successful business online with social media because I've been doing it for a while. Or hey, this is my gift to you. Here are these 10 workouts and go get them done. Or here are these kids workouts and go get them done. I can get a lot of backlash and say, you know, you're just trying to capitalize on such a horrible time in our life. No, I'm not. I'm giving away a gift. I'm giving away something that can bring benefit into your life. Because right now, more than ever, you need a routine. You need structure. Because I don't know if there's any other Enneagram 8s like me, but I'm definitely true and true, probably the most 8 of the 8s you will ever meet. I need structure. I'm a little bit of a control freak, and I need to have a sense of certainty even in uncertainty. So for me, what are certain things that I can do? What are things that stay constant? Me waking up every day at 4, 4:30, getting up and getting my cup of coffee and sitting in quiet and reading 10 pages of personal development. Me sitting there and tuning in at 5 a.m. Arizona time, which I know is not a real time, but I say it anyway, and getting on a call and mentoring people from all across the United States, United Kingdom, and Canada. Those are constants for me. Then I sit there and I press play on my workout every single day. I'm moving my body. Or on Sundays, which are my rest days, I'm getting outside and soaking in some vitamin D. I'm doing the things that allow me to feel good and have a sense of control. I spend time with my daughter. I spend time with my bonus daughter. I spend time as a family. This past Sunday, we went on a picnic and we just were completely and totally present, putting my phone down and setting structured business hours. I know for a lot of you guys, you're transitioning from working in your normal offices or schools or whatever, and you're coming home and you're like, I don't know how to be structured. I don't know how to be this, or I feel like I need to be at my computer from 8 to 3:30 like I have been at school. No. This is the benefit of working from home. Figure out a calendar and a structure that works for you. You can't tell me that you don't go to the bathroom. You can't tell me that you don't take a 10-minute brain break. You can't tell me you don't open up your phone and run social media. Like, these are the things, right? So as I transition to working full-time and then working part-time and then being home full-time, I've been able to really hone in the skills to be able to work from home successfully, but also find certainty and leaning into constants in my life in the midst of uncertainty. Coronavirus is something that literally caused us as a world, not the US, not Canada, not China, the world to literally stop. It caused us to stop and be still and self-reflect and realize what had value and what didn't. It caused us to say, whoa, we need to stop, understand that we serve an incredible, mighty God, and the universe is truly trying to tell us something. And we just need to listen and truly stop. Be present with your kids. Be present with your spouse. Be present with your significant other. Be present in the moments. Because this is the world's way of saying stop and understand what's going on. I think truly with coronavirus or COVID-19, we just need to center ourselves on what brings us love and passion and have empathy and sympathy and compassion. Let's do the things that we need to do, like stay home when you need to, social distancing, self-quarantining, do the things that are going to make this to where we get through it. But I don't want us to always be in the mindset of, we just need to get through this. We just need to get a cure. We just need a vaccine, or we just need this to be over. What are you learning right now? In this time of uncertainty, what are you learning? If you tell me right now you're not really learning anything, you're just trying to get through it, you are going about this all wrong. What could you be doing? Could you be reading a personal development book? Could you spend more time with your kids in the yard? Could you sit there and be more present and get off your phone and your email? Could you sit there and rekindle a spark with your spouse? What are the things that you could be doing while you're going through this versus just getting your head down and just be like, I just got to get through it? Now, if you're like, well, Mariah, I lost my job. Okay, and so did I. Right? Like, you need to learn from it, right? Grow through it. If you're in healthcare right now, go out and reach out to your local hospital. They are taking people left and right. If you are in a position where you can't exactly get back into something, or you're a teacher or your business is closed, this is the time. Use online platforms as a way to launch another business. This is the time where you are going to see such a financial just gain through it all, right? And a lot of times people are going to be like, well, Mariah, like, the economy's crashing. Okay, yeah, the economy's crashing, but you all remember what happened in 2008. People that continued to show up and be consistent and were a constant, they ended up coming out the other side. My job is to teach you. My job is to help you. My job is to cheer you on. And my job is to mentor you so that at the end of COVID-19, you come out on top. We all are going through this together. We all have this sense of uncertainty. We all don't know the end result to this. But what I'm telling you is, pick your head up, put your phone down, and go through this and learn and grow and be an amazing, freaking compassionate, empathetic, sympathetic, and loving human. Stop stealing all the freaking toilet paper from everybody. Stop taking the baby wipes and the diapers, which pisses me off, by the way. Just saying, a little disclaimer, my kid needs diapers. Last time I checked, COVID-19 does not cause massive diarrhea. Stop taking the baby diapers and the baby wipes. You'll figure out how to wipe your butt if you need to. But seriously, guys, Be compassionate. Get the coffee for the person behind you if you're still going out and doing those things. Give somebody an air high five. Say, hey, I would love to do a virtual happy hour so that you feel connected, that you're not isolated in your house right now. Do the things that are going to give you joy and give you a sense of peace. And then dive into routines that give you purpose and certainty and a sense of control, even in the midst of this uncertainty. You are amazing. Your life matters, and I'm here for you, and I'm proud of you. And I need to say this one last thing before we go. If you struggle with situational depression, anxiety, social anxiety, agoraphobia, and you feel out of control in this situation, I ask you, one, message me. Two, reach out to your healthcare provider. Three, do the things that bring you joy. Eating better, moving your body for at least 30 minutes, getting some vitamin D. It's free. I promise you won't catch corona by just sitting in the sun for a minute. Like, be outside, enjoy it. Do things that bring you joy and giggles and laughs. Even if it means recording a TikTok video, do something that is going to bring you some type of excitement. Do not just sit there and wait for impending doom to come crushing through your house and you be isolated in your bed. That is not healthy. That is not what I want, because your life matters. I love you guys with all my heart. Please share this with a friend who might need it. I can't wait to talk with you guys next week on yet another episode of Your Life Matters.
What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Your Life Matters podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. I just ask that you share this episode with somebody. I ask you to just share it and give it to somebody who could potentially need to hear this message. I really am on a mission to help hundreds of thousands of people to believe that their mess is their message, and that their story really does matter, and that above all, their life matters. I'm so grateful that you're here. I want you to share this episode. And then on top of that, if you could please leave a rating or a review or both, let me know what speaks to you. Let me know what you need to hear. Let me know what you've connected with, because that's going to be the best way that I can make sure that I'm giving you guys exactly what you need. I love you guys with all my heart. I'm so grateful for you. And I want you to know the difference and the impact you guys make in my life. I love seeing your messages. I love seeing when you guys private message me or screenshot it and share it on Instagram or Facebook, because it lets me know that this podcast is doing exactly what it was meant to do. And it's to make sure that there's an impact being made, and to help remind you and everyone else that your life matters.